The podcast you're about to listen is brought to you by Pastime Agency, empowering businesses with intelligent automation, transforming workflows with AI-driven solutions. Before you listen to the podcast, it is important to note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Investing in the financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic for Thursday, February 6, 2025. Today, we're diving into the latest economic indicators and their impact on the Forex market. Let's start with the recent U.S. manufacturing PMI data.
That's right. The S&P Global U.S. manufacturing PMI for January 2025 came in at 50.1, slightly above the consensus forecast of 49.7 and an improvement from December's 49.4. This indicates a slight improvement in manufacturing conditions after 6 months of decline.
This data is crucial because it signifies that factory production and new orders have returned to modest growth, and employment has increased for the third consecutive month. However, inventories fell at their sharpest rate in 17 months, which is something to keep an eye on for.
The PMI is calculated using a weighted average of five components: new orders, production, employment, supplier deliveries, and inventories. A reading above 50 indicates expansion, while below 50 signals contraction. This January reading suggests that the U.S. manufacturing sector is inching back towards expansion.
The impact of this data on the Forex market is significant. For instance, a higher-than-expected PMI reading can boost the U.S. dollar, as it signals stronger economic growth and potentially higher interest rates by the Federal Reserve. Conversely, a lower-than-expected reading could lead to a sell-off in the U.S. dollar, too.
Let's look at some specific currency pairs. The USD-JPY is currently bullish, trading above $155, with technical indicators suggesting potential overbought conditions but a strong trend. For EUR-USD and GBP-USD, we're seeing minor weakness in these currencies against the U.S. dollar, influenced by broader economic indicators and geopolitical developments, too.
The AUD-USD and NZ-USD pairs are showing strength, supported by the strength in the Australian and New Zealand dollars against the weakening US dollar and Canadian dollar. Meanwhile, USD-CAD is experiencing weakness, largely influenced by oil prices and Canadian economic data.
It's also important to note the upcoming high-impact economic events, such as future manufacturing PMIs and employment data, which can significantly move markets. Geopolitical tensions and economic data surprises are other risks to watch out for, three.
As we wrap up this Forex segment, it's clear that the recent PMI data provides valuable insights into the U.S. economy and its impact on currency markets. Stay tuned for our upcoming portfolio update, where we'll delve deeper into how these economic indicators can shape your investment strategies.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next segment. Welcome to the Portfolio Update segment of the Money Mosaic. Today, we're analyzing a diverse ETF portfolio in the context of current market conditions.
That's right. As of February 6, 2025, the global market is experiencing volatility due to factors like inflation, interest rates, and geopolitical events. Let's start with the regional market dynamics.
In the UK and Europe, the FTSE 100 and MSCI Europe indices are influenced by regional economic conditions, including the lingering impacts of Brexit and European economic policies. In the US, the S&P 500 is affected by US economic indicators and Federal Reserve decisions.
Meanwhile, the Japanese market is shaped by Abenomics and Bank of Japan policies. Globally, the FTSE All World High Dividend Yield Index is impacted by global market trends and currency fluctuations.
Moving on to sector trends, the energy sector, represented by the iShares MSCI Europe Energy Sector UCITS ETF, is heavily influenced by global energy demand and energy transition policies. Other sectors like technology, healthcare, and finance are also crucial, particularly in broader market indices like the FTSE 100 and S&P 500.
Let's look at some of the individual ETFs in this portfolio. The iShares Core FTSE 100 UCITS ETF, for example, has significant holdings in companies like AstraZeneca and Shell PLC. Its performance is closely tied to the UK market conditions, with support and resistance levels around £80 and £90, respectively.
The iShares S&P 500 Swap UCITS ETF tracks the S&P 500 index, with top holdings in companies like Apple and Microsoft. Its performance is affected by U.S. economic indicators and monetary policy decisions, with support and resistance levels around $420 and $470.
The iShares MSCI Europe Energy Sector UCITS ETF is more sector-specific, with top holdings in energy companies like Royal Dutch Shell and Total Energies. This ETF is highly sensitive to energy sector trends and global demand.
The HSBC Japan Sustainable Equity UCITS ETF focuses on sustainable Japanese companies such as Tokyo Electron and Shin-Etsu Chemical. Its performance is influenced by Japanese market conditions and Abenomics.
Finally, the Vanguard FTSE All World High Dividend Yield UCITS ETF provides broad global exposure to high dividend yield companies like ExxonMobil and Procter & Gamble. Its performance is tied to global dividend yield attractiveness and currency fluctuations.
In terms of portfolio composition, this portfolio has significant geographic exposure to the UK, US, Europe, Japan, and globally. Sector allocation is diversified across energy, technology, healthcare, financial services, and consumer defensive sectors.
The portfolio metrics show a weighted expense ratio ranging from 0.1% to 0.3%, depending on the ETF's expense ratios. It's essential to maintain a balanced geographic and sector exposure through regular rebalancing and strategic asset allocation strategies.
For position sizing, we recommend diversifying positions to minimize sector and geographic risk. For example, allocate 25% to the iShares Core FTSE 100 UCITS ETF, 25% to the iShares S&P 500 Swap UCITS ETF, 10% to the iShares MSCI Europe Energy Sector UCITS ETF, 10% to the HSBC Japan Sustainable Equity UCITS ETF, and 30% to the Vanguard FTSE All World High Dividend Yield UCITS ETF.
Entry and exit points should be based on historical support and resistance levels. Risk management strategies such as risk parity and factor investing can also be implemented to optimize the portfolio.
As we wrap up this analysis, remember that market conditions are dynamic and regular monitoring is essential.
Thanks for tuning in to the Portfolio Update segment. Stay tuned for our Forex analysis this evening, and we'll be back with another portfolio update tomorrow morning.
Until then, stay informed and keep your investments aligned with your goals.
And don't forget to follow us for more financial insights and market updates. See you soon.